Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Of course, like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, it's Jay, and we have Santa Chu with us for the rest of the month.
I was going to say Santa Claus. Oh, no.
I mean, it's a Pikachu.
Santa Claus. No, I was going to say Santa Chu, my bad.
I beat you to it, Brandon. Hearty, heart, heart. We're feeling really festive on the set today. I think next week we'll do something else. I don't know. It's up to Brandon. He's the CEO of the show, but enough with that. Let's get right into the winter holiday news. Our next spotlight hour is gonna be Snorunt, who can be shiny, by the way,
Who I got a shiny this week, even though I didn't get to play that much of the. I cut you off. My bad.
That's all good.
I got a shiny of it during the Catch Mastery Ice. I was trying to remember the name of the event.
I didn't get much, even with an intense running.
So I still had like 2 or 3 hours whenever I got off work.
Right.
I ate some food. I laid down for a second. I just want to lay down and rest for a little before I go out walking and trying to catch Pokemon.
Yeah.
Ended up falling asleep. Woke up a couple...
Where do you not fall asleep? This man will literally fall asleep anywhere.
Honestly, here's the thing. I cannot control that, though. Like, I cannot fall asleep on command. As much as I want to, I can't. But anyway, I fell asleep, woke up. I was like, oh God, it's gonna go. I was like, oh man, I was gonna go do raids and all that. I opened the app, clicked some mons. One of them was shiny. I was like, okay, got a shiny Snorunt. I want to try to get the shiny Kragunov, but at the same time, I'm tired. So I just went back to sleep.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get a shiny Kragunov or anything, but I know yesterday I got a shiny I think it was yesterday or the day before I got a shiny Rhyhorn at work. I'm like, yay, another shiny that I already have.
Yeah, but it's your shiny luck.
Yeah, but it's a shiny I already have right now. I don't want another shiny Rhyhorn. I want something else. Dang it.
Okay.
Is that too much to ask for, Brandon?
Anyway, like Jay was saying, Spotlight Hour is going to be Snorunt, who can be shiny with the bonus of x2 XP for evolving Pokemon. Evolving XP.
Yeah, evolving
XP. And the next raid hour is going to be Kyurem, who can be shiny.
I'm still wondering whenever they're going to add Black Kyurem and White Kyurem into the game.
So what I can think is they can do... Is it good? Okay.
Because, I mean, they can do, like, energy for it, or, like,
I have two like ideas. Candy, I have like, two ideas.
Or, like, maybe an evolving item.
No, not on the... Okay, I like the way your head...
Because for those of you who don't know, real quick, in Pokemon Black 2 and White 2, the way to get Black Kyurem or White Kyurem is to have Kyurem and either Reshiram or Zeracram in your party and you use the DNA splicer?
Yeah.
DNA splicer, and it'll fuse both of them into one Pokemon.
No, if anything, it should be more like... I think you're on the right track of doing, like getting energy or something... So that way you can switch its modes, kind of like how you do with Hoopa, to switch from Hoopa to Hoopa Unbound.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also see them making it its own form, like its own, like kind of like, think of how Genesect has the different drives. In the games, you can switch out the drives by giving it different drives in the game.
Yeah, because
or like how you change Arceus's type by giving it different plates and all that. What I can see them doing is, and like, you know, in the games we have... All the Genesects are all the same, like, you know, we have Genesect with the Dash Drive, Genesect with the Bone Drive, Shock Drive, and we can't switch between the drives, even though in the main series games, you can. What I can see them doing is doing that, the same thing as they did with Genesect with Kyurem Black and White. Have Kyurem Black in the raids and have Kyurem White in the raids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they just be their own asset in the game and you can't switch between them. I personally rather have the mechanic of the game where you somehow switch between the forms and all that.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, for example, with, you know, in game with Charizard X and Y, when you mega evolve Charizard, it'll give you the option between if you want X or Y. I think that's what they should really do whenever you I wouldn't say evolve Kyurem. I guess you can splice
its form.
Yeah, change its form or splice Kyurem. It'll give you the option to go with Black Kyurem or White Kyurem.
See, I want that, but I feel like
they're not gonna do it.
I feel like they're gonna go the Genesect route.
Yeah,
and have black and white be their own like
forms or like their own have their own individual like
file or asset in the game to like, you know, kind of like how the drives are like Genesect is the same. The only thing that changes is that Technician Blast, I think is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Techno Blast or something.
Techno Blast is... Technicality. it's a typing change depending on the drive it has.
Yeah. Honestly, not that you brought that up. I can definitely see Niantic going that route because they like to overcomplicate things.
But see, okay. So I have two ideas of how we can get... one we're going to get introduced to Black Kyurem and White Kyurem. One is doing Pokemon Goto Unova. I feel like that could be a good time to do it. But also, they can also juice some other Pokemon during that time, because I think they still need to introduce... they introduced Kyurem already. They already introduced Genesect. They're missing one mythical. What's the mythical they're missing from Unova? Unova mythical.
I can't think of all the mythicals off the top of my head, honestly.
I know. We're missing one. Because it's Genesect. No. We have all three. Because it's Victini. Genesect, and Keldeo. And we already have Meloette too. That's another mythical. Victini, Keldeo. Yeah,
we don't have the orange form Meloetta, do we?
I want to say we have both.
I can check.
Real quick, I can remember.
I know they announced, you know, for 2024, you know, there's gonna be like a Go Sinnoh tour, but for 2025, you know, we're gonna have a Unova tour, and then especially if they're gonna be doing a Unova tour, I can honestly see them maybe doing a shiny release form for Victini or something.
Yeah, awesome. But the other thing I can think of is they can do it based a season around it.
Yeah.
Which I think will be awesome, especially if we get... I can never remember the guy's name. He was introduced in Black and White, and then he was one of the more prominent antagonists in Black and White 2.
Colorus?
Yeah, Colorus, thank you.
Also, we just have regular form Meloetta. We don't have orange form.
Which is a fighting form, I think.
Yeah.
It's like the two forms, it's like... it's like normal psychic and a normal fighting. I can't remember the name for it.
It'll be a fighting psychic then, right?
No, normal fighting. Because it's normal as it's base. Oh. I guess is what you can say. It's a Aerio and then a Pirouette forms. But anyway, let's get on to the next event. The coin event that's going to end on Friday at 8 o'clock your local time. And that is the Adamantime event. The featured Pokemon are going to be Vulpix, Ponyta, Krabby, Vortip, who all can be shiny, by the way. Event bonus is going to be 3x XP for catching Pokemon. Wild encounters are Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Vulpix, Oddish, Ponyta, Krabby, Voltorb, Carving, Rhyhorn, Goldeen, who all can be shiny, and if you're lucky, you can find a Jutini who can be shiny. A lucky exchange!
Ooh, what do we have for lucky
The exchange? Number of guaranteed lucky Pokemon has increased from 15 to 25, so those are... I'm about to explain that. And now Pokemon from 2018 are going to be unlucky until the limit is reached. This change is now permanent, too. So, for those of you guys that didn't know, the older the Pokemon is, like what year it is, the higher increase it is to go lucky. And actually, let me see if I can go to Pokemon Go Hub real fast. Because I think they just did an... data analysis about us not too long ago. Yeah, there it is. So, Pokemon Go Hub article, how do guaranteed lucky trades work in Pokemon Go? I'm probably going to say the author's name or username. Prefix? P-H-R-I-X-U.
Let me see. Here, let's... Yeah.
Wait, hold on. They may have been featured on. Featured as the Pokeball Tones, because I was listening to an episode last week and he was interviewing somebody from like the UK. This may have been that person. I can't remember the username because he always says the username too and all that. That might have been them. But anyway, I remember I saw the stat. I thought I saw the stat on the article. I know somebody posted a stat comparison. I don't think it was Serubi. Yeah, these don't have the stats of, like, you know, if it's by this, it's this, this, it's this. I thought I saw it somewhere. Maybe I was wrong. But anyway, there's also a Ditto change-up. So, Ditto cannot be disguised as Oddish, Koffing, Rhyhorn, Godin, Huok. All of those can be shiny in the wild, by the way. And apparently I made a mistake. If they're shiny in the wild, they're not going to be Ditto. I thought I had that backwards. I thought they could still be Ditto. But if they're shiny, then they're not Ditto. But if they're regular, they can be a shiny Ditto or regular Ditto.
No, that's understandable.
What's in the raids, Jay?
Okay, so currently in our 1-star raids, we have Staryu, Omanyte, Kabuto, who all can be shiny. 3-stars, we have Chansey, Scyther, Snorlax, who all can be shiny. And right now, there's going to be a time research focusing on adding friends. I have not done that. Let's see.
Actually need to do that. You only need to have 3 in total, I think, to get everything done.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, shouldn't be that difficult to do.
Oh, and there's also...
Oh, wow. Hold on. Continue, Jay. I'll just try to get this.
Wrong game. I noticed this earlier today when I was going through my stuff. And there is a... Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go to the event page. Aside from the friendship challenge, there's also a Pokemon Trainer Club reward. It ends in about 48 days, 48, 47, 46 by the time, whenever this comes out. It says link or validate your Pokemon Trainer Club account by tapping the account option in Pokemon Go setting menu. And that will reward you with a Super Incubator and 1,000 Stardust. Okay, not that I got that out of the way. There are field research, and the field research will reward you with encounters with the following: Bulbasaur, Charmander, Vulpix, Abra, Machop, Geodude, Ponyta, Gastly, Krabby, and Voltorb, who all can be shiny. This Saturday is the community weekend, and it'll start from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time on Saturday and Sunday, which is December 16th and December 17th. However, outside of those hours, the featured Pokemon for that day may appear from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time.
Can I make a complaint?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so yes, we're going to have the community Pokemon still be able to spawn from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they're going to be able to spawn outside of the community day hours, which is 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't like the way they did this, because I'm gonna try to find it. I swore like last year it was so much better. It was like basically almost all day or a longer extended period of time. They should have gone that and not just done the 3-hour window. Yeah, the 3-hour window is basically what community day is now, and yeah, I understand that, but I'm like, I feel like they didn't used to do this before. Maybe it's just me having a bad memory, but I feel like, you know, I don't know, just the 2 to 5 for community day weekend. No, rubs me off the wrong way.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of it either. I do remember it being like almost a whole day kind of ordeal, but I don't know why they would make changes like that. Honestly, it's kind of whack.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, we're gonna have the following Pokemon spawning. We're gonna have Slowpoke, Galarian Slowpoke, Togetic, Chespin, Fennekin, Noibat, who all can be shiny, of course. Sunday is going to be a Poliwag, Whoop, Paldan, Wooper, Timber, Axew, Froakie, and Grubbin. And if you're lucky, the last 10 minutes of each hour, you can find one of the community day classic Pokemon. We got Charmander, Squirtle, Mareep, Swinub, and Larvitar. Our event bonuses will last from 2 to 5 p.m. on both days, and those bonuses are Double Catch Stardust, Double Catch XP, Half Egg Hatch Distance, Double Catch Candy, Double Chance for trainers level 31 and up to get XL candy for catching Pokemon. Lure and incense will last up to 3 hours, and this excludes the daily adventure incense.
So we're wrong. It was the same time last year.
Huh. Okay, so I take back all complaints.
That's weird. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Maybe we're thinking about the year before.
I think maybe
the first time they actually implemented this.
Yeah, maybe.
Which was, what, 2019?
Oh, God. Or 2018? I'll have to look that up real fast, because I'm not 100% sure on that.
All right, well, while you're looking that up, I'll carry on with the last bit.
Okay, no, so 21 was from 10 a.m. to, it was from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so 6 hours. And then 2020 was 2020 was from basically from the beginning of Saturday to the end of Sunday. Also, I think that's what we're thinking of. I think we're thinking of 2020.
Yeah.
Give me a day.
The Dark Ages. Dark Ages round 2. But the next two bonuses will be activated from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on both days. One extra special trade for the day, and trades will cost 50% less Stardust. And Brandon, what are our raid pools for this upcoming weekend?
Okay, so for our one-star raids during Community Day weekend, we're going to have Sandshrew, Alolan Sandshrew, Alolan Geodude, Hoppin, Teddiosa, Galarian Zigzagoon, Sveal, Starly, Roggenrola, Lidwick, Stuffle, who all can be shiny. And they're all going to be in the 2-kilometer eggs as well.
Nice.
I did say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all the Pokemon, if you evolve them all the way up to the final evolution, we'll know those C-Day moves. So I want to make a note, on Saturday from 2 p.m. to Sunday at 6 a.m., there's going to be a full moon in the game to help you evolve Teriosa all the way to Osaluna, and the moon will appear again on Sunday at 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Also, do you want to take a note to mention this too? That I forgot to mention whenever Jay was talking about the spawns for Community Day, specifically on Saturday. This is not me saying this for the second time in a row, by the way. I totally did not mess up and repeat what Jay was saying earlier and during this recording. So originally, if you remember, Galarian Slowpoke, they did a thing for Galarian Slowpoke to, well, if you catch water types, it'll count as poison or psychic types, so we can evolve it all the way up to Galarian Slowking or Slowbro, because Galarian Slowbro needs to be your buddy, and you need to catch 30 poison or psychic types to evolve it to Slowbro or Slowking, respectively. So they didn't mention anything about this in the article, so I don't know if they're going to do that. Excuse me. So I don't know if it's going to be... I don't know if it's going to be easy for you to evolve Galarian Slowpoke into Galarian Slowking, because... No, wait, Slowbro. Because Slowbro needs poison. Slowking needs psychic, and you can do that with Galarian Slowpoke.
Yeah, but I don't see why they wouldn't implement what they did.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking the same thing, especially...
Because, you know, why try to complicate it and, if they know we're trying to get these done in a short amount of time?
Okay, it's not even that for me. You know what it is for me? Hmm. The fact that they're doing the full moon for Osaluna, because for those of you that don't know, in order to evolve Teddiosa all the way up to Osaluna, you need to evolve it during a full moon in the game. So like once a month, you can only evolve it. But they're doing the same thing they did for its Community Day and having the full moon in the game, even though when it's not out actually in real life, or... Yeah, that's basically making it artificial. Well, I guess you can say artificial, but you guys know what I mean. They're changing, they're bending the rules so you can evolve it during Community Day. I don't know why they would do that for Osaluna and not for Galarian Slowpoke. Or Slowbro, I should say.
Hmm.
All right, and then let me see. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so the next event is the Winter Wonderland Part 1. Making the debut into the game is going to be Celotard and its evolution, Celesteel, who you can evolve with 50 candies, and shining into the game is going to be Pikachu and Raichu wearing holiday attire. Both can be shiny, by the way. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought Celotard was already in the game for some reason. I was like, I was like, wait a minute. It's in the game. I swore it's in the game. I pull it up. I actually did use it. I actually did hunt for one in Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, that explains a lot.
See, okay, so that's its evolution.
Oh, that thing.
And then it evolves into this one.
Oh.
Okay. Which mine came in so handy for me doing Sword and Shield, even though it was one of my late... Not Sword and Shield. Scarlet and Violet, even though it was one of my late party members. It came in so clutch for me. Especially when I was fighting Artelia that terrestrialized into a nice type. Because I did one ice move, didn't knock it out, and then I just kept on working myself. And I'm like, okay, you can terrestrialize into a steel type. That way the ice won't do that much damage to you. You're my last hope. It's been knocking everything else out because I think it was a little underleveled for that ice gym. But it came in clutch later on in the game for me. Such a good Pokemon.
Nice.
All right, and you want to go over the the bonuses?
Yeah, I'll go over.
And don't pull on me, even though I did not do that, because I'm gonna be cutting all that.
Yeah, I would say what Brandon did, but I know he's gonna cut it. But so our event bonuses is that you can choose which bonus you can get from completing time research, such as double XP or double Stardust for catching Pokemon. And then the time research will give you the same Pokemon and items no matter which branch you choose to get the bonus. So
I know what you're going for. I know what you're going for. It's obvious what you're going for.
XP, baby.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got plenty of Stardust, Brandon. Look at me. I am rolling in the Stardust. I would say Dough, but I'm rolling in the Stardust. Look at that. 7.5 million Stardust.
Are you okay?
Brandon, I already get plenty of Stardust. Let's see, where are we at? Okay, you're at 10 million XP.
Wait, am I 10 million? I was at 9 million yesterday.
You're barely on 10 million, and I'm at 7.9 million. I used to be ahead of you, so I might make an effort to try to surpass you in XP.
Well, I'm trying to remember what the line meant. It's your whim, all right? That means you're weak?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys don't know, we're making a reference to
Jujutsu Kaisen, or yeah. JJK, as everybody else calls it.
Oh, yeah, we're making a reference to Gojo when he's... Is he fighting Jogo?
Jogo, yeah, that's the mountain head guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hothead.
Because if you watch it, it's subbed. It's he says you why more, which means Jay thought it was a man kill yourself for the longest time or die or something like that.
I mean, but in the dub, I could swear he's like running around. He said, "I'll get you."
And but then
but you know what I'm
trying to say. Subtitles mean
he's saying he's implying that the other guy's weak.
Yeah, no, because I think when they did the subtitles, it means you're weak.
Yeah,
I mean they could have changed the dialogue a little bit in the dub.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, they do that, but as long as it still, like, you know, matches everything else, you know, it's good. Yeah. And, you know, lip flaps.
Yeah, lip flaps. And, let's see. Well, wild encounters, of course, are going to be Costume Pikachu, Alolan Sandshrew, Seal, Eevee with the costumes, Swinub, Stantler costumes, Seal costumes, Galarian, Darumaka, Cragonaw, and Bergamot, who all can be shiny. And we can encounter Sitoddle. And if you're lucky, you can encounter Sneasel and Amora, who... Both can be shiny. For our raids, we have...
And Paloswine. Don't forget Paloswine. You forgot Paloswine.
Oh, yeah. And Paloswine. So for our raids, we have Costume Pikachu, Alolan Sandshrew, Sphere with the costume who all can be shiny. And we can also run into Crabrawler and Sitoddle in the 1-stars. For our 3-stars, we have Lapras, Stantler, and Glaceon, who are all wearing costumes and all can be shiny, and we can also encounter Dewgong in 3-star raids. For the eggs, 2K eggs, we have Eevee with the costume, Smoochum, Galarian Darumaka, and Amora, who all can be shiny, and Eevee from 2K eggs for this event will have a greater chance to be shiny than those found in the wild. Not bad.
All right, so from the field research encounters, we can get Pikachu, Alolan Sandshrew, Shodol, Jinx, Lapras, Delibird in the costume, Spiel in the costume, I'm pretty sure it's Pikachu in the costume too, Snowball, Glaceon costume, Chubchu in the costume, who all can be shiny, plus Vanillite and Crabrawler. Some can also give you Mega Energy for Gallade, or Gale, I mean, and Abomasnow. New avatar items are going to be in the shop, and are going to include the Delibird onesie, Sitoddle hat, holiday boots, gloves, sweaters, and sweater with the scarf. They also added today some of the uniforms from Blueberry Academy that is from the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, the Indigo Disc DLC that just dropped yesterday.
Nice.
Yep. And there's also going to be a paid time research that's going to cost you 2 USD. And that one's going to give you access to an event-themed Pokemon and some Premier Passes. Also, it's going to give you a week early access to Psyduck in a costume.
Ooh.
Because nice. That's going to come out during the holiday event part 2. So, if you just wanted a week early, I guess.
Yeah, and then is that the one that's gonna cost you 5 USD?
No. The 5 USD is gonna get you is gonna give you the bonus of times 2 catch candy and a counter. Wait, maybe it is. I gotta check which one.
Because I just see 5 USD and I don't know what that one was on about.
Okay, let me see. Here, because I can't remember which one it was. Because let's see, Solitado. Okay, so well, actually, no, it's the one. It's the 2 USD. It's a 2 USD one that's gonna give you access to the holiday Psyduck a week early, and then the 5 USD is gonna get you times 2 catch candy and encounters with event themed Pokemon. That's really all they said. And also, don't forget, like every other paid ticket that we get for events, even though I don't think we should, we're gonna have on these until Sunday, December 31st, at 8 p.m. your local time to claim the rewards and get it. Before you lose it, and you can only get the ticket until December 29th at 8 p.m. your local time. Then you have until the 31st to claim everything before it disappears.
Mm-hmm. And also, then the video stopped recording.
Dang it! I thought I deleted enough stuff. I guess I didn't. I need to delete some more stuff. Because I think I deleted 2 or 3, but I need to delete some stuff or transfer some stuff, then delete some stuff. But anyway, as I was saying, because I think it's almost towards the end. We're almost at the end, so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was reading some people's reaction, and I agree with them that, A, I don't think we should... if we buy a ticket, we shouldn't, like, you know, be forced to complete it within a certain time frame or lose it. Lose the items in progress we made for it. Because that's kind of ridiculous since, you know, we paid for it and all that.
Right.
And also, some of the bonuses, like the times 2 catch candy, that should be a bonus for the winter holiday event, in all honesty, in general. Some of the stuff, it's like, it shouldn't be locked behind a paywall and all that. Mm-hmm. This one, the next thing I'm going to talk about, I'm surprised, does not have any kind of paywall behind it. Especially after Samurai Raid Day. We're going to have Weirdio Raid Day on Saturday, December 23rd from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local times. And the 3-star raids, we're going to have
Weirdio.
And if you're lucky, you can find a shiny one. Event bonuses are going to be Weirdo is going to be in the wild. Increased chance to encounter a shiny Weirdio. Up to 5 remote raid passes is going to be given to you up to 2 hours after the event. The remote raid limit is going to be increased to 10 from Friday, December 22nd at 4 p.m. to Saturday, December 23rd at 7 a.m. PST. On Sunday, December 23rd at 10 a.m. your local time to Sunday, December 24th at 8 p.m. your local time, we're going to have the following bonuses activated. Up to 5 special trades can be made, and trades will cost 50% less Stardust. And times 2 XP for winning raids. Anything else I'm forgetting, Jay?
Let's see. No, not that I can think of, honestly.
The only other thing is that, don't forget, you guys, that there has been some codes been giving out that you go need to claim fast. Also, I think there's going to be a Master Ball available for everybody on Scarlet and Violet until the 3rd. And, Pokemon just dropped the second DLC, the Indigo Disc. If you guys have, already bought the DLC, download it so that way you guys can play it. And anything else, Jay?
No, that's about it, honestly. Good luck shiny hunting this weekend, and hopefully all of y'all will get some Shundos.
Warm or stay hydrated, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, beat me to it.
I walk on.
Keep your phone charged. Don't be like me with the. The phone has half charge, like 90% of the time.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I wasn't gonna call you out on that, but yeah, kind of.
But if I call myself on it, it hurts less.
Yeah, but anyway, you guys, good luck shiny hunting this weekend, and hopefully I can finish the Timbo $1 USD research task.
Oh, I got a couple that I didn't finish from earlier this year, and I'm.
That's the only one I really need to finish because I need to catch one.
I still,
I haven't found one wildly spawning. I'm like, I just need one.
I still have Larvitar, Axew, and Poliwhirl.
All right, you guys. Let's hopefully we can finish those this weekend. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.